Doyle attended the National Governors Association meeting in Washington, D.C. There are reports that states without coal deposits are pushing harder for alternative energy than those states with large amounts of coal. Doyle confirms that. He also says there's a big split among states as to whether to set emission reduction goals for pollutants that contribute to global warming.
And whether we should be developing a cap and trade system or other methods for ensuring that we bring the greenhouse gas emissions down. Midwest states across party lines with good bipartisan support, we have agreed on most of those issues, including a so-called cap and trade system, and including at least seven of the states have agreed on mutual goals for reduction of greenhouse gases.
But Doyle's words come amid uncertainty in the Wisconsin legislature about the fate of a bill to reduce carbon dioxide emissions to 1990 levels by the year 2020. Doyle says the governors do agree on investing in better technology for energy conservation, including light bulbs and insulation, and better vehicle fuel efficiency. He says there seems to be consensus on the need for more service stations that sell high ethanol fuels like E85 and more signs to help drivers know where those stations are located. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.